Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
Let's say if someone sees an opportunity in LA or Detroit and they want to get a group of investors together, what steps would you have them take to make sure that they are buying in the right area and that their building will actually be a success and they won't go into debt by trying to acquire a property while the commercial real estate market is down?
Well, I think they got to look at what the other uses are. So for example, in a office building market, vacancy rates at 10% or below mean that's a healthy office market. There are very few markets in the country where that's the case. Miami is probably one of them. Miami Beach is the second one. I think there are very few like that. So then you look at what's the apartment vacancy rates. And the apartment vacancy rates, what are they running? And if they're running, vacancy rates on the apartment side, that is, maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of, 5% vacancies. And that's a healthy market. And in places like New York and DC and even Miami to a degree, these vacancy rates are even less. So New York's vacancy rate is less than, 2%. So that would mean it's very conducive to having new apartments. And then once you look at vacancy rates and you look at rental rates, and if the rental rates, can support the acquisition and the conversion of a new building, then it makes sense to do because you've got strong rental rates that are supported financially and vacancy rates are low, which are showing a significant demand. And same thing with hotels. I mean, you can look at converting office buildings into hotels as well. And so But it's these conversions are not for inexperienced people. So they've got to make sure that they get a contractor that understands conversions, an architect that understands conversions. And then if they're going to do something to scale themselves as a group, then they want to hire a seasoned construction project manager that works for the owner or the investment group and who has experience in conversions as well.
So to build the skyscraper in New York, like estimate, how much would that cost?
About $3 billion.
Okay. So how do you go about securing financing for these large scale projects?
Well, it's interesting. So the way you do this is you go to a group of banks, the traditional banks, the JP Morgan Chases, the Bank of America's, the Wells banks and so forth. And you go to those banks to get senior financing. And that's a senior loan. And normally you're going to borrow between 60 and 70%. So let's use just for simple math that, you're going to borrow 70%. So 30% is going to be equity. And so 30% is $900 million. So of Affirmation Tower. So then you're going to go to a large global institutional, private equity fund. And you're going to go to maybe a couple of them. And they are going to put in somewhere between 80% or so of that, $900 million. So that would mean that the developer, our team, would have to put in 10%, which would be $90 million, to 20, which is $180 million. And so our group would put that up. Most likely, we would bring in a institutional general partner. They would come in and they would put in half of that or a little more. And so the developers, generally going to put in between $50 and $100 million between our group.
So when you're approaching, obviously Affirmation Tower is a huge project, but I know hospitality is something that you're well versed in as well. Last time we spoke with the UILU, you were talking about developing hospitality throughout maybe the Caribbean. What's the approach there? Because is it completely different when you're trying to develop in that space?
Not really. In fact, Affirmation Tower is going to be residential. If we get to build it, it will be the Civil Rights Museum, and then it'll be residential rentals with affordable housing of 40%. Then it will have two hotels, a boutique hotel and then an ultra luxury hotel. And then above that on the top floors, it'll have luxury condos and then an observation deck on the roof. So there's a big mixture of uses because the building's a very big building, a few million square feet. And so mixing up the uses, it's like consider a building being like a neighborhood almost. A building of that size is, like a neighborhood, so you're going to have a mixture of uses in that building. And that, helps drive the economics here. If you're going to do a one-off hotel, then there the process is different because the first thing you're going to need to do is determine who's going to operate the hotel, who's going to brand it, and who's going to operate it. And I wouldn't recommend building a hotel of any type, from either a three-star to a five-star hotel. I wouldn't do it without a brand. And then given that, normally it's a real estate entrepreneur who is building it, then you want the brand to be able to manage the hotel too, or to hire a third party hotel manager that specializes in managing hotels. So you get a company that does that. And then after that, the exercise is pretty much the same as building a, apartment building or an office building. The only difference is that you have to furnish the hotel. So you add another level of complexity because you're hiring an interior designer and a furniture purchasing agent and the like, and the assembling of the furniture and the delivery of the furniture. And all of that has to meet the brand standards of your hotel brand and operator.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.